It's getting out. The chick. Oh.
Get it.
No, it's okay.
No, he can't walk.
It's lunchtime at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. In this neighborhood in North Troy, New York, our food comes from unexpected places. From the garden down the street, Collard City growers, from the labor of leaves and the hands that tend. Christian and Azare are dedicated gardeners there. Today, Azare's mother is visiting from Hawaii. She's come to see the garden and the sanctuary and to cook a Hawaiian luau.
Oh, okay, so my name is Gina Cassidy. I'm actually from Oahu, Hawaii. I live in Kaneohe. I'm here visiting my grandson and my daughter, Azare, because she just had her first baby. She works here and helps out with the sanctuary, her and her partner. And we raised her in church, and she used to help me in my Sunday school classes. So it's just cool how she's still in the community and doing community work.
As we sat together before the meal, she shared with us an acrostic poem from a favorite painting hanging in her house in Hawaii.
And so that's why aloha is so important to the Hawaiian people. So A stands for akahai. It means kindness to be expressed with tenderness. You be kind in a gentle way, like being more caring with your friends, your neighbors, your family. L is lokahi, meaning unity, to be expressed with harmony. Being as one. O is olu olu, meaning agreeable, to be expressed with pleasantness. Not, you know, fighting, arguing, you know, backbiting, but just getting along, you know. H is ha'a ha'a, meaning humility, to be expressed with modesty. So being humble. And A is ahonui, meaning patience, to be expressed with perseverance. You know, patience, not everybody has a lot of patience. But, you know, even if you're going through a hard time in your life, you know, it's just another trial to build your patience. Like, I'm a preschool teacher, so I've been doing it for a long time, and I always tell you, I got a lot of patience because I gotta watch the kids. Enduring whatever, if you're going through a hard time, yeah, just having that, being able to persevere through it. Yes, all the letters together, that's something that we try to live in the island. That's like our values. The Hawaiian people, this means a lot to them. Yeah, and then we made the food because we wanted to show our culture and how different the food is here.
A traditional Hawaiian dessert called haupia, which is basically a coconut cream pudding. Hani koko is a Samoan dish, coconut buns, delicious hot bread and coconut. Otai, which is a watermelon coconut milk drink.
And I learned a lot being here. But when I go back, I'm going to take what I learned. And my goal is to start my own garden. I have all this land. This has like been an inspiration to get it going. When we get together, we have a big gathering. We all join hands in a big circle, and we're just gonna sing a song, the doxology. When the missionaries came to Hawaii, they translated the songs into Hawaiian, and so this is one special song that our family sings. We're together, so if you guys can, we just all join hands.
Ho'onani kamakua. Kauhane no ke akua mau ho o mai ka ipu ko ke au ko ke la au amene.
In this North Troy community, we learn from each other through actions and words in a garden ecosystem that draws neighbors together. Produced by Julia Kavicki at the Sanctuary for Independent Media.